The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan, you are starting with some very sad news from the world of rugby.
I am, yes, Shane and Ciara, good evening. And Philip Doyle, who coached the Irish women's rugby team in two spells, bringing them to the Grand Slam in 2013 and the semi-finals of the World Cup in 2014, a run which included a win over New Zealand, has passed away at the age of 61. The Irish women's team are on the way back. That side, though, the template for success, putting us on the map. Philip, a tremendous part of it. His club, Blackrock College, issued a statement this afternoon. I'll read part of it. It's a profound sadness. Everyone at Blackrock College Rugby Football Club has learned of the passing of Philip Goose Doyle. Goose stands alone as the most influential coach in the history of women's rugby, and Blackrock was deeply privileged to call him one of our own. His coaching and playing journey began and ended with Blackrock. He played on numerous teams within the club before turning his hand to coaching, where he gave so generously of his time, knowledge and passion, helping shape generations of players and leaving a legacy that will live on in our club forever. He was a mentor, friend, storyteller, a constant source of encouragement. He cared deeply about the people he coached. He gave players confidence. He challenged them to be better. He reminded everyone around him why rugby is a special game. So all we can do is extend our deepest condolences to his family, his wife, his children and his friends and his rugby friends as well.
Absolutely. Well said, JD. What's going to happen at the World Cup tonight and between now and tomorrow morning, I suppose?
Well, some of us will make the 8 o'clock. So they should be manageable. Norway, France.
That'll be a good one. That's a good taste.
Oh, really good one, yeah.
In Boston, both have qualified, but France lead on goal difference at the top of Group I. Mbappe and Haaland with 4 goals apiece. Michael Olise has pulled the strings for France. He's been great. And topping the group does determine where you go in the bracket. So it is does have importance around it, depending on where you want to go. Senegal, Iraq, the other game in Toronto. Senegal got a win and hope for a big win, because to give themselves a chance qualifying for the last 32 is one of the best third-place teams, the top eight, going through from the 12 third-place teams. Scotland unlikely to be one of those. 1 a.m. then, Group H, the great story of Pico Lopez in Cape Verde against Saudi Arabia.
I will be watching that. I'll be tuning in.
Are you gonna?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So you'll be up from 1 to 3 kind of thing.
Well, I'll be probably getting in at about 1 o'clock. So it'll be good timing.
Perfect.
And they have a real chance, because Uruguay have been underwhelming, and Uruguay play Spain, who are one of the tournament favourites in Guadalajara. So Uruguay got to get a positive result. Like Cape Verde, I mean, they're on the verge of a...
It would just be brilliant. Yeah. And for selfish reasons, it would be great to see Pico not playing for Shamrock Rovers for a few more weeks, because he's that bloody good. It'll be brilliant to see them do it.
But what a great story.
He's like, a great fella. He really is.
4 a.m. then, Group G, Shane, if you're still awake. Egypt, Iran in Seattle. Mo Salah, obviously pivotal for Egypt, who top of the group at the moment. New Zealand against Belgium in Vancouver. Belgium have yet to fire. All countries, though, in that group could still qualify for the knockout stage. Then this weekend, 10 o'clock tomorrow, England, Panama. 12:30 a.m. Sunday, Colombia, Portugal. These matches important for, once again, where teams go. The last 32 begins on Sunday with South Africa against Canada at 8 o'clock. And the three of the matches confirmed for the last 32. Brazil, Japan, Monday evening. Netherlands, Morocco on Tuesday morning. And USA, Bosnia next Thursday. So we're beginning to now get into the business end.
As the deal closes, it does get exciting, doesn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah.
And you speak of Shamrock Rovers there. We've got commentary Bohemians versus St. Pat's in the SSC Electricity Premier Division on Off the Ball here on News Talk this evening. Brian Carroll join us for a World Cup show tomorrow on Off the Ball Saturday. He'll do a chat with me. And World Cup Sunday then on Sunday and Off the Ball Sunday. So plenty to look forward to football-wise.
And by Sunday evening, we will know the identity of the All-Ireland Senior Football semi-finalists.
Yes, this is major. Over 100,000 fans will be at Croker this weekend. We'll have Tommy Rooney and we'll have lots of analysis there at HQ for Cork versus Mayo and Kerry up against Tyrone on Saturday. Then Louth facing Monaghan, Galway meeting Dublin on Sunday. So Cork, Mayo, Colin Callaghan returning for the Rebels, Stephen Cohen into the Mayo 15. I think for this game, Mayo are young. With youth, it brings freedom, but also an experience. Cork, Stephen Sherlock is such a key player for them. That's maybe a 50-50 battle.
Yeah, totally.
Kerry, Tyrone, look, Kerry, for everybody else, unfortunately, they're coming to the boil. I think they're getting all their players back and they're impressive against Armagh. No Derek Hanavan in the Tyrone squad. They're the underdogs in that one. Then Sunday, Louth, Monaghan, what a chance for both teams. Louth haven't been in the semi since 1957. Monaghan's only All-Ireland final appearance is 1930. Rory Beggan named in the Monaghan team. I think his impact will be crucial, I think, to the winning and losing of the game. The goalkeeper,
I mean, there is a real prospect that the winner of this game could get the winner of Cork and Mayo.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, there is a possibility either Leitrim Monaghan could be in an All-Ireland final. It's unbelievable.
You can still dream. Galway, Dublin, Conn O'Callaghan. Be laughing at.
No, I'm not. I actually think that's the beauty of sport. Do you know what I mean? That Louth really could be in the All-Ireland final. And how, what was it? Did you say 1957,
the semi-final, last semi-final appearance.
When they won the All-Ireland as the longest price finalists ever to win All-Ireland.
Did they have the bookies back then?
Yeah. Well, you're joking.
And
absolutely.
That's actually the oldest profession.
Yeah.
Padraig Harrington's dad played on the Cork team that year.
Well,
yeah, that's a bit of trivia for you. So for the Galway-Dublin game, Conor Callaghan named on the Dublin team, Owen Kennedy to line out at full back, Shane McGrath into the Galway side. Can Dublin raise their game again after the heroics against Donegal? Galway have had a two-week break. They're getting their big players back. And a nice thing to comment on here, Galway are going to retire the number 10 jersey following the very sad passing of Paul Clancy. A mark of respect to Paul and his family this week. He very sadly passed away, the two-time All-Ireland winner.
Ah, that's nicely done.
Nice touch.
Finally, JD, the Irish Derby taking place at the Curragh on Sunday?
Before that, I must give you some breaking news, and it's not political news from Stormont, but Ireland's cricket team have just beaten the world champions India for the very first time in the T20 International.
Wow.
So this is pretty impressive stuff.
Excellent.
They won by 34 runs. Lorcan Tucker got 50s. Ireland reached 182 for 9. And they bowled out India for 148 with Matt Hollard and Matthew Humphreys taking 3 wickets each. So well done, Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like cricket. I love it. The Irish Derby.
But yes, the Irish Derby.
4:35, sponsored by Dubai Duty Free at the Curragh on Sunday. Mile and a half. Christmas Day won the Epsom equivalent. Ronan Whelan rides him again. But the favourite is actually Buenvenuto Cellini. For Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. You've 8 runners in the race. Raheeb comes over from England and might have a chance. It's the second favourite. Raheeb has won 2 from 2. But look, this first run in 1866, the Irish Derby.
Oh,
was a good
one. My dad used to go every year.
Very good.
And we'd all go as kids every year to the Irish Derby.
Yeah.
It's one of the
need to get that train station back there at the Curragh. It would make it easier for everybody.
Was there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, for the Derby, get the train out there. I remember I got a train out there years ago and for the Derby, so.
Sounds like an excellent idea, JD.
Well, you know, I have them once in a while.
it's a great
even
day.
Even a stopped clock.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I say about my sports tipping. But
Well, actually, speaking of sports tipping, before you go, give us your prediction. Give us your 4 semi-finalists.
Kerry, Galway, Monaghan and Cork.
You're breaking Shane's heart.
Yeah, but you're probably right. Unfortunately.
We shall see. That's the beauty of sport. Yeah. You never, never
know.
Have
a great sunny weekend, folks.
You too. Thank you, JD.
See ya.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.